here, and we are back to Wayans Brothers World. Wayans Brothers World. And aka Jamar's Neighborhood, and I'm your host, Demon Wayans. I don't know, nigga. I gotta come up with like a new one like every fucking week. Right. Nigga, I'm gonna need writers. AKA Jamar Malachi Neighbors. This is my day. Look who's back.
It's Margarita.
Yo, what's up, Queen?
Nothing, not much. Just in the neighborhood. So.
For real?
Yeah.
What was you doing around here?
I was asleep, and then.
You were asleep?
Yeah, I was asleep.
Where? And then,
what?
Like where?
Oh.
I said under with. A freeway or something?
No. I live by the freeway, but I wasn't under the freeway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn.
Hey, you think
I thought you were going to be late like you were last time, though.
I was low-key late. I wasn't late, but I was setting up, so it went in. So
at your house or here? Because you were late.
I was late, what, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I was late here. No, I was early here, but I was setting up, and it bled into me being late.
Okay, that makes sense.
What you been up to? Where you been at?
Yeah, at working. For real? Just working,
Where you work at?
The court.
Oh, the court? Oh, that's fucking perfect. What you be doing there?
Trials.
What you mean trial?
It's just traffic trials. It's nothing serious.
Oh, you a lawyer?
No.
You do traffic trials.
Judicial assistant.
Like
that.
Did you go to school for that?
Absolutely not.
Oh. I don't feel like, because that sounds like way more, that shit sounds so fucking official.
Yeah.
So when you tell people you're a judicial assistant, mm-hmm. they'd be like, oh, huh.
They kind of run a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't put you in jail, so.
It's like every nigga got heat on them.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's LA, right?
So. Yeah. Dog, like yo. Women's International Day happened. What you do for that?
Nothing. I'm like, isn't that every day? I'm a woman. Like, they were celebrating being women for, like, I didn't get it. Honestly, I didn't get it. But
damn.
What day was it?
Well, nigga, I don't know, man. But I know I didn't see no females that day. It was like they gave y'all all the day off. Y'all was just in the house sleep.
Yeah, like, I want to say, I saw people post about it, like, two different times, so I was like, was that the real day last week, or was it this week?
I love women to death, boy. I mean, without y'all, there wouldn't be no us,
you know what I'm saying?
But, man, they be giving you niggas so many motherfucking holidays, it's like, damn, it's like, that's for y'all self-esteem, really. Like, because niggas, we don't get no motherfucking, how many holidays we got? One, Father's
Your birthday.
Day.
Oh.
And you gotta be a daddy.
Yeah, that's so yeah. you don't have one then.
Hell, I don't got a daddy. Like, I'm just out here cold. You know? Nobody appreciate me.
Your birthday, that's your holiday. That's your personal holiday, right?
Man, you know my mama just told me, I thought my birthday was January 26th. You know this bitch, no, my mama ain't no bitch. Ah! Anyway, whatever. Yo, man, this bitch told me that my motherfucking birthday is January 25th. Like 3 years ago.
But don't you have your birth certificate?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, yo, on my birth certificate, did you know that ain't no first name on that motherfucker?
It just says Neighbors.
Yeah, it says it says XX Neighbors. And then it says Daddy Unspecified. And then it says Mama, my mama name Neighbors. That's what it say, my mama name.
My mama name Neighbors. What?
It's foul out here.
Oh, my God. Two X's because she didn't think of your name yet, right?
Yeah, man.
That's interesting.
Damn. Do you remember your birth?
My time?
No, your birth.
Oh, no. It was Taco Tuesday. That's what I hear.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, my mom, she said that's why I love Taco Tuesday because I was born at like 1:30-something a.m. Taco Tuesday. But I don't think that existed then.
What the fuck is Taco Tuesday?
Tuesday?
I was born on Taco Tuesday.
But I don't think that existed then. Like, isn't Taco Tuesday like new?
Like 2 years ago.
But that's why I like it. So, it's just cool to say you were born on Taco Tuesday.
I guess, man. But, shit. Mm. I mean, that's what's up, man. I mean, so you ain't do nothing for women's history. That's sad, man. You know.
I mean, how was I supposed to know, like, other than Instagram? Like, they didn't tell me.
Hello? Shit! 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 Oh, put this in your pussy! Put this in your pussy! Go! Go! Ladies and gentlemen, coming to Jamar's neighborhood. Yo, this dude here, I met through my main man, comedian Freddie Lockhart, man, who will have on in a couple of weeks, man. This man has helped me know my rights, helped me get my car out of the impound in the pandemic. He's very low-key to police, but high-key, I think, a detective. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Detective Nocco. What up, man?
What the hell is this? You making a cake here or something?
Yeah, that's what I was making. I was making a cake. Hey,
I didn't know you were a baker, bro.
Hey, I'm
multi-talented.
I'm a baker's man, dog.
Damn.
Shit, bake them cakes as fast as I can, bro. What's up, man? Thank you for coming to the neighborhood, dude.
Hey, my honor, man. It's a pleasure.
Yo, loving man. It. Dude, I really appreciate. Yo, first and foremost, man. So, I guess we met through Twitter. To Freddie Lockhart.
Yep, and, the old-fashioned way.
Dude, I got into some shit in the pandemic, man. Motherfuckers took my car. Get that little dust off you. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's what she did. You know? And I got some shit with my fucking car, man. They took it in the pandemic and shit. And then this dude slid me my rights to my DMs, bro. And I was like, yo, who is this cat? Yo, turns out he's a motherfucking tell me a story, Mr. Detective Nocco.
Oh, man, just I'm a detective supervisor out here in L.A., big city police department. Pretty infamous, you know who we are. And I got a good, wide, my wealth in life is my friends. So I got a good, deep, diverse group of friends like Freddie. Shout out to Freddie Lockhart.
Yeah.
And other dudes here at the store and all across the land, you know, felons, fiends, good guys, priests, all over the spectrum. That's how I was raised in New York City. We all got something to bring to the table. You know, what you look like, what you sound like, it doesn't matter. As long as you're bringing it and you got a good heart, I'm in it.
Yo, man, that shit sounds fucking lovely, man. How long you been doing your thing? Like
this. 26 years, bro.
26 years?
Yeah.
Damn.
Back when Martin was out here in the streets wilding out.
What you mean? What year was that?
I saw Brother Martin at, I want to say, like 1997. They brought him into the station.
That's they trying to kill me, Martin, huh? When he was running in the streets and shit?
In the suit and all that stuff. Yeah, he was wilding out back then. And as they were booking him, I'll distinctly remember his eyes rolling in the back of his head.
What?
And a desk sergeant was like, yo, this guy looks like he's about to keel over. He's like, book him and get him out of here. I don't want Martin dying on my watch. I was like, holy shit, man. I was like, damn, Martin's about to, I don't know what he was on, PCP or,
yeah,
you know, Sherman up. And it was wild. So it's great. Working in Hollywood, you don't know what you're going to run into, who you're going to talk to. It's awesome.
Wow. Damn, that's crazy, man. Because, you know, here, man, we give an honor. He's like Jesus here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man.
You ask niggas, like, who's more important, Jesus or Martin? Whatever, they probably gonna say Martin season 2.
I say Chris Rock, but yeah, he's up there.
Hey, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? You mixed, you may like Chris Rock a little bit more.
He's from my neighborhood, so yeah. So I love when he said, he goes, man, I'm from motherfucking Brooklyn, Jack. He goes, ain't afraid of Al Qaeda. He goes, I'm afraid of Al Qaeda.
Ah, damn, yeah, Chris Rock hating them white people, man. God damn, man. And do you really be protecting and serving like that, or is that just a cool sticker that y'all be putting on y'all car? A
little bit of both.
Oh, for real?
No, everyone has their time, man, and we're here for everyone. So
yeah.
Don't think, you know, like you at, you know, as Freddie said, you're a good person, so I believe in him. And it turns out once we met and kicked it at your pad when you had your little illegal shows that were pretty damn awesome. I was like, yeah, Freddie's on the money, so props to you guys.
Yo, we was doing hella illegal shit. And Detective Nocco was a part of that shit.
That's it.
He was like, I just want to make sure. Man, did the cops break that one up?
No.
No, okay.
We're good.
Okay.
They
broke up one.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, they should have told me.
It was too fucking lit, bro. Like, Hey, okay. So you say, oh, you should have told me. Like, if you were there and the cops came, what would you have
done? I vouch. I'm like, hey, these guys are just doing comedy to not, you know.
Do you have to flash something? Like yo.
I usually know at least one guy that's rolling through. But, you know, yeah. If it comes to that, I try to avoid that. But, you know, it's all about perception. Sometimes 90% of the time you're rolling up into something and the guy's a shady. They're doing dirt. But then the good people like you get stuck in the mix and – if after repeated times of doing, you know, seeing bad shit, everyone's bad after a while.
Yeah.
And then you need that little detachment and to see someone like, hey, no, there's a regular guy. They're actually doing a comedy show out of an apartment. It sounds absurd, but it's legit.
Yeah.
So you need someone to step in that has some bona fide to say, no, they're not doing anything wrong. We're just having some fun.
Yeah, we was wilding out, man. Cause I mean, for sure. I mean, cause that was when the 6 foot rule was like in play and all that shit, man. I had like 25 motherfuckers up in there though, bro. And but it didn't matter though, man. We wasn't trying to do nothing illegal and shit like that. Did I have mushrooms in my motherfucking freezer? I ain't gonna tell you that because I ain't no snitch. Cause I'm from Compton.
Yes, my man. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, man, but that's fucking love, though, man. Like, man, let me ask you this. Have you ever been off duty and seeing somebody doing some illegal shit, but you was off duty, so you just kind of, like, let it ride?
Oh, damn, just the other day.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I seen a guy with a strap adjusting his piece, and I was driving by, and I was like, in that dilemma. You got to be somewhere, you got to do something, and then calling it in or taking action, and I was like, I'm going to have to parlay this one, and this guy will have to get served up another day.
It was a gun. Up to karma. But it was a gun, though.
Yeah. I mean,
What if later on, like in the day, like you heard, like, oh, there was a shooting on blah 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 blah.
Oh, the 911 call to someone might have gone out, but I didn't take action at that minute. You know,
oh,
it was like down a couple blocks away. Like, hey, you might want to take a look on this street.
Oh, know? But you did call in like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing like taking action type of thing.
Oh, okay, because you was off.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Where were you on your way to?
I was on my way to dinner with a buddy of mine.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so it was like, you know, that's the thing with this job. You're always on. You know, you can't not be on, so you got to be straight.
That's like being a comedian, bro.
Oh, right? Everyone thinks you have to be funny 24/7.
I swear, man, but I don't be. I go home, man, I be quiet than a motherfucker, and then I let everybody else just be funny and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I would guess most comedians are probably introverts, right?
I think we become introverts, you know? Like, I know I did. Like, I became an introvert. I got, like, socially, I got, like, more quiet, like, depending on, like, who I'm around. Like,
right.
But, like, when I was, like, a younger, like, comic and shit like that, you know, I was full of energy and shit like that or whatever, and I still am, but now I'm older and I know that, like, less can be said, and I save all of it for, like, when I gotta, you know, be up here or whatever.
And then when you're in the store or wherever doing your thing, I mean, it's loud, it's kinetic, it's wild. So when you go home or you're with your friends, you want to bring it down a notch.
Yeah, I swear.
I get it. Same here. You know, we're in a crazy atmosphere, and when we get home, I just want to chill, man. Be at the beach and just kick it.
All right. Well, hey, let me ask you this: why do all detectives ride around in the same color Crown Victoria? Like, what's so undercover about that if I know what the fuck your car look like?
Well, we want you to know, but not really know, but respect, you know. When you see that Crown Vic coming up, it's like a panther, has a presence, you know. But we just, you know, you just need a couple of seconds. You don't have to be that's all you need is that slight advantage.
That shit do be making motherfuckers put on their seatbelt, though. If
makes
you see a Crown Victoria, but it's like undercover, do you still put on your seatbelt?
I do it, bro. Yeah. When I say the people don't realize the when the police are behind me and I'm off duty, I don't want to get pulled over either.
Have you ever been pulled over?
Oh, I mean, going 100 miles an hour all the time through the streets of L.A.
For real?
You're bound to, yeah.
Damn.
Because if you could speed in this town, I say go for it. I never gave tickets, really. Only, like, you know, super bad guys. But I say if you could speed in this town, which is pretty hard, like from 3 a.m. to 3:30 in the morning, go for it. Because other than that, you really can't. So if you can, punch it.
Yo, I like this motherfucker. Now I got to get a new car that can go fast enough to speed.
Sheesh.
Oh, man. That's fucking crazy, bro. I remember when street racing was fucking was the shit. Remember that?
Man.
When Fast and the Furious came out and everybody had them souped up Honda Civics and shit. Did you was you in your bag then? Like, was you like, oh hell yeah, man, they meeting at Urbandale Speedway and shit? Like, did you give a lot of tickets out around there?
I hated giving out tickets. I came on this job to lock up, you know, real dudes. Yeah. You know, gangbangers, career criminals, guys having fun. As long as no one's gonna get hurt, I'm go for it. You know, the guys on the skateboards, dudes having beer in the street, as long as they're cool, you know, they're not busting anyone's balls, I'm like, more power to you, brother. You know, go your way.
Dang.
So that's what's, you know, the true art of policing. That's how I taught my guys. You know, you got to distinct a real criminal from just neighborhood people, you know, breaking the law, yeah, but it's the way they do it, you know.
What
And you got to understand the neighborhood too. Like, down in the hood, they, you know, especially in New York City where I come from, they don't have yards and this and that, so, or the money to go to a bar and cocktail, so they're going to cocktail on the street. That's all they got.
Yeah.
So you got to respect that, understand it.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I mean, this is a dangerous interview for me, because now I'm going to go out there and just thinking I can motherfucking do anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But Detective Nocco said it was okay if I could fucking, if I could sell some crack to the kids, because the kids need energy, because them niggas be sleepy these days. You know, type shit. Whatever. So, but nah. I mean, clearly I ain't sold crack to no kids since I was like, now. Hey, what's your favorite cop movie?
Favorite cop movie? Man, that's a good one. French Connection, Fort Apache to Bronx, and I'm trying to think of something you would probably know. Colors.
You like,
you remember Colors? Colors?
You like Colors?
Loved Colors.
Damon Wayans up in that bitch.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Having sex with the doll and all that.
That shit used to scare the fuck out of me, bro, because who the fuck is this? Oh, yeah, that shit used to scare the fuck out of me, though, man. I don't like, because my little brother, it's Link. Sorry.
Booty call?
No, it's Slink Johnson. Hey, Slink, what up? You could park in the parking lot and then come downstairs. Hello? All right. Yeah. Yeah, that shit scared the fuck out of me, though, man. My little brother, he in prison right now, shit like that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever toured the prisons?
Oh, yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
What that shit look like? What that shit look like? Brief me.
It's good. I think everyone should take a look at prison, because when people talk about, you know, lock this guy up, do this, do that, and you got to walk the walk and to see that and to see what it does to people. It's an animal factory, man. It's not cool.
What's worse, the women prisons or the men prisons?
You know, that's, women are not better species. You see them, they're doing their hair, they're playing games, they're talking, and then what do you see in the guys? I mean, we want to kill each other. You're raping fools and, you know, making Pruno and hiding.
What's Pruno?
Jailhouse, you know, brew. Okay. They make alcohol in the freaking toilet bowl.
So we're just
doing animal shit. So it's a complete dichotomy of female prisons and men's prisons. That shows me
that men, like, we're just naturally built for war.
Absolutely.
Like,
we're animals. We're just slightly more than, you know, we just got off the ground from four legs, man, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, man. Is that shit, like, when you go
it's
down?
It's tense. You could smell the tension, man.
Really?
It's about to pop off anytime.
What are you feeling like when you be down there, like, in them prisons? Like, do you feel like, man, these motherfuckers, if they could kill me, they would?
Oh, yeah. You're outnumbered. I mean, really? The guards are outnumbered. You're outnumbered. And so you got to be cool. And even out in the street, every guy I interact with, say, I don't know, throughout 26 years, you know, 10,000 people. The average criminal, say they've only come across the police maybe 100 times. So you got to, they're going to recognize you before you recognize them. So you got to be professional. It's just strictly business. If you screw somebody over, it's going to come back to you. And if you're out and about in the street, I mean, I've seen a guy over here at Highland and Franklin that I arrested way back when. So I used to work in NYPD, and it was back in the 90s. And this guy recognized me, and he walked up to me. He's like, "Yo, what's up, man?" I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And he's like, "You don't recognize me, do you?" I was like, refresh my memory. It was a guy locked up way back when, and I treated him cool, and he remembered that. But, man, he had the jump on me. He could have did whatever, you know?
Wow. So, but then he would have ended up back up in prison, no?
Oh, no doubt, but...
Yeah.
You just, you know...
Oh, but he could have killed you also.
Yeah, we always have to react to someone's reactions. We're 2 seconds behind always, so... That's why when people get pulled over, our guys might be a little jumpy, because you're already on edge. You don't know what's going to pop out of that car behind that door when you knock on it.
Yeah. No, dude. So I, like sometimes, like I've been pulled over where I had like my mohawk on and all this shit. I had like my like no niggas look like that. Like nope. like you like he's first of all he's a nigga and then he had a wild mohawk and I got like a big gold chain. This is what I was driving and I got a sketchiest car or whatever. Just I should have got a new one. I should have got a new one, man. But I'm just like I've been in LA so long that I just use my car as AB. Like that's I'm it. Like I'm local minded. So I'm like, but I hopped out of the car. I had to fucking, and motherfuckers, they were like, hey, can you pull over or whatever? Because my tags were like out of date. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It was like, hey, can you pull over or whatever? And they fucking came into the car and they were like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Because I was about to go to a show or I was coming back from a show. And it was like, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't know.
I would say that works to your advantage, though.
Why?
You just looked out of the ordinary and, you know, the average guy that's going to kill you doesn't look like that.
The cop?
No, the, you know, you with a mohawk and
in the looking, streets?
Yeah.
In the streets, if I'm walking down the street like that, ain't nobody going to fuck with me.
No, no.
But the cops, when they pulled me over, they sitting over here like, man, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It didn't fit the script. That's
hell
why.
Hell no. Yeah. I think it scared them a little bit because they took everything out of my car.
Oh, no shit.
Like everything. Like they kind of cleaned my car a little bit.
And they detailed it. You're welcome. You're welcome.
They just buffered my shit, bro. It's like, yeah, man. And then when the motherfuckers find out I'm clean and shit like that, and they're just like, oh. Then they ask, what do I do?
Right.
I'm like, I'm a clown. I'm a clown.
Look. Yeah.
That's fucking funny. hey, but can I ask you this? Why do cops pull over minorities so much? Is that a thing?
You can't deny it. There's people that do it, and then there's people that don't do it. You know, it's hard to paint with a broad brush, but the stats in the city, the city of LA is majority minorities, if that makes sense. Yeah. Doesn't. And so just by sheer numbers and then by the crime demographics, unfortunately, more minorities are doing crime. So you're gonna if you're looking to fish for criminals, you know.
And they got a quota to fill, no?
Yes and no. I mean, like I said, I hated giving out tickets, but you'd have to give out like wouldn't have to, but if you gave out a ticket one or two a day, your sergeant was off your ass. You know, so you'd try to find someone that legitimately deserved it, you know, some gang member or something.
Yeah.
And then so if you didn't, you might have Tuesdays and Thursdays off instead of a weekend. Oh. So it's not really a quota, but they want to, the bottom line is they want to see you work. I mean, it's a product. That's like showing up at McDonald's and I'm just not making hamburgers today. It's like, motherfucker, are you here to make hamburgers?
All right. Give me some. If you make a couple, you did your job.
Yeah, exactly. Show me some.
Damn, that's crazy. Hey, what the fuck does this say? I be thinking about this. I be thinking like, all right, like, yeah, okay, minorities and shit. But I also be thinking like, I think it depends on what your car look like. Because mm-hmm. if you like a nigga, but you in like a Prius or some shit like that, ain't nobody gonna pull a motherfucking Prius.
Get away with murder.
Like, it's that motherfucking 05 G35. It's like, why is this motherfucker still got a 05 G35, bro? And yes. They got a dent in that shit.
The Monte Carlo SS.
I swear.
Yeah, like, the Impala.
Can you name these people the fucking vehicles that just might get pulled over? The top five vehicles that just might get pulled over real quick? Right. Okay, you said the Monte Carlo SS.
The SS, the Impala.
Mm-hmm. That's, oh, yeah. It's like, who has that?
Yeah. In like an old school Cadillac. Especially on Sunset, man. How many pimps I had in caddies. Yeah, the old Cadus. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's yeah. I'm not a car guy, but there's just things that catch your eye, you know, that you see. Humans are just they see patterns. We're based on patterns.
Yeah.
And if you see something over and over again, A plus B equals C. That's all it is just repetitive motions.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, don't drive those cars.
What about
and be a
1999
dirty.
Red Honda Civic?
Woo! Ooh, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's it. You're mine.
Fuck. Hey, Martin, you got any questions for the detective police?
I can't really think of any right now. I didn't know you were going to ask me.
Oh, I mean, you here. Tony, you got any questions for the detective police? Like, why they here? What crime does he look like he'd commit if you had to put a stereotype?
He
on
looks like a hitman, like an assassin, like from Sicily or something, man.
Oh,
you know, he's one of those guys. They come in from out of town. They take somebody out and they just, and then they're on the next plane. Like, where? What happened?
White guy, gone. Ponytail.
That's it. Sicily.
That's fucking crazy. All right, man. Is it a, can Shaquille O'Neal really pull people over? Or like, do y'all look at him like he like the Jake Paul of comedy?
I don't think we have police cars that could fit that mofo, man.
But he a cop, though.
He needs to drive around in a limousine with a red light.
Oh, swear to God. Swear to God, or a big ass. Hey, yo, cops need bigger, better cars, bro. Like I think that they should be driving around like, do y'all got tanks?
Yeah.
For real? But like cop tanks. Not army tanks, cop tanks.
Sort of, yeah.
Like what? Like
you don't remember the battering ram growing up?
Oh, yeah, that little thing that y'all be fucking up people's doors.
Remember
with?
That song? You can't stop it, baby.
Yeah.
It's the battering ram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, and that's that shit y'all be fucking breaking down people fucking. And can
making
I ask
house
you,
calls.
Let me ask you about that. Who's responsible? Who has to pay for that door once it's broken down?
As long as it's not me, I don't care.
But do the cops got to pay? Do the city got to pay for breaking this motherfucker?
You know what? I think they can make a claim with the city to do that. Now, whether a drug dealer will ever do that, I highly doubt it. So they just chalk it up to the game.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Damn, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I had to ask this too. Hey, when a criminal gets out of prison, do they be giving them niggas like the wrong clothes sometimes? Like, do they do
like
that?
If they're bloods, give them blue.
Yeah, or some shit like that. Like, yeah.
I don't know, but you know when someone just got out of prison. They got some old-ass, dusty, bummy clothes on.
Swear to God, they be having, like, Cortez and white high socks and, like, some.
Yep.
And they be having, like, Dickies, but the Dickies be cut.
Right,
and
right.
And they be dancing outside the fucking.
Yeah, like, it's more like Duckies. Yeah, it ain't no real Dickies. Yeah, they give them the busted-out joints at someone that got shanked that doesn't need it anymore.
Damn. Hey, a woman ever show you her titties to get out of a ticket?
Man, the first fake tits I've ever encountered was in the 90s when, you know, fake tits weren't really a thing.
Yeah.
It was a freaking transvestite that was doing some crime, and it was dark out, so I couldn't really tell if it was a guy or girl. I'm like, wow, these are fake tits, but you're like, this is a guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
That was
it was a mind trip. I was like, damn, man. And then I had to tell him, I'm like, it's pretty cool. You got fake tits. What's that like?
Oh, you was pulling them over?
Oh, yeah. He was doing some, hitting someone with a sword or something wild, just going
what?
Buck wild. Yeah, in Santa Monica. And
he was hitting him with a sword?
Yeah, kind of where Eddie Murphy got jammed up. Remember when he was pulling over transvestites doing this thing?
What was he doing with that? Like, what was he really doing that? Was he taking them home?
On
or was he
Formosa in Santa Monica.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, right over there by the Target.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, crazy. The 90s were wild out there.
Yeah,
feeling a guy with fake tits, that was some weird shit, man.
Man, you ever catch Eddie Murphy getting his dick sucked by a tranny?
I would never say, man. Eddie Murphy's from my old neighborhood. And,
okay.
And his old man was a detective, too.
Oh, okay.
I can't say.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right,
but if I did, I would tell you in private.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's crazy. People's. And Eddie Murphy had called him his dick.
Yeah, like, but you'd be amazed who's down there rolling.
For real?
Priests, cops, celebrities.
That's the thing about being a fucking priest, though, man. You try to devote your life to God, man. You forget the fact that you're a man and you're a human and you got to fuck. And then, so you got to hide and get into weird shit.
I know.
If you was just out there and be like, yo, I do love God, but I'm be fucking women because I have to be on my man shit. Then you be straight.
The Pope's got to change it, man. It's International Women's Day, you know. We got to get some women priests in there, keep it normal.
Yeah, man, shout out to the women, man. If it wasn't for women, man, none of us would be here, guys.
We'd be killing each other right now.
Hell yeah,
right?
Man.
We'd be extinct, like the dinosaurs.
Hey, I love man mentality. Like, isn't it crazy that, okay, there's like three men in here and shit like that. Like, this shit could quickly get out of hand, like, if we just let our
and we wouldn't mind it so much, right?
Hell no, because if we all survived that shit, we'd be like, whew.
Like, you got me good,
right? Ah, you hear me? Like, it's almost like we low key like need that shit. Like,
that's it. And I know you're good with the hands, man.
Yeah,
boxing,
I
mean,
like boxing and shit. And I'm like, sometimes I ain't gonna lie, like sometimes I get fucked up,
mm-hmm.
like, and I'd be like, ah, yeah. I have a bloody lip, and I look in the mirror, and I'd be like, like,
I know it feels good.
Better had broke my jaw, like so. But yes. You do jujitsu, no?
Yeah, I mean, when you're getting choked out, and my reaction is to laugh.
Me too.
I think it's fun as hell.
Oh, yeah,
you're practicing murder on your buddies.
But also, it's like, have you ever like whooped somebody ass though? Mm-hmm. Like, God damn. Like, what you get more out of? Let me get some Mike and Ice. What you get more out of whooping somebody ass or taking the L? Like, as a person.
What you mean on the, for real on the streets?
Just like
drilling.
Drilling or transpiring and all that shit. What you get more out of, losing or winning?
Probably losing. Like surviving.
Me too.
You know, like, okay.
Me too.
It's humbling, you know.
I don't like losing.
Right.
I'd rather go through it in practice and sparring. So, because I like to win the actual victory and shit.
Sure.
Like, for sure. But I'm like, oh, okay, that's what this feel like. I hate this.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to try even harder next time to avoid that.
Have you had to get down with a criminal?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You ever got fucked up? Like, damn, this nigga got hands?
Luckily, you know, you get winded, but no, I mean, we got the odds are on our side and we got to play for keep. So no one's losing, but, it's the little guys are the ones you can't sleep on.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the never little scrappy niggas.
Yeah. It's never some buffed out, you know, parolee type dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's some little wiry head that's coming at you. Mm-hmm. And that makes you, that's embarrassing. You know, with some guy, you're like, it's taking you like 3 minutes to roll this guy up. So,
because bigger motherfuckers, whatever, they think that it's like having a big dick, and you be like, well, you know, I ain't got to put in that much work. So mm-hmm. That's the mentality. Like, I'm already that, but a little dick motherfucker may try to fuck the shit out of you, nigga. Because not me personally.
I was gonna say, I'll take your word for it. No. I don't know.
You not tell me. But you get what I'm trying to say?
No.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pause. All pause. All right, let me ask you. Fuck all that. Moving right along. Are you for capital punishment? And if so, do you think that they should air that shit on pay-per-view?
Damn, no, I'm not for it. But why? If they do, pay-per-view, I'll have to use the Russian link for that one.
Yeah.
I ain't going to pay for it, but I'll watch that shit. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. Remember the early 2000s on the internet, when all the wild stuff, all the beheadings and all that
stuff. Oh, steak and cheese, steakandcheese.com?
Those sets. Whatever happened to that stuff, you know?
Remember rotten.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the illest videos ever.
There's some wild shit going on up there.
But yeah, capital punishment, I mean, there's one mistake. If you have one mistake and you kill the wrong guy, that ain't cool, man.
What
do
you mean one mistake?
There's more.
Notorious, like Jeffrey Dahmer type nigga.
You know what? The fallacy is that capital punishment will deter people. What really deterred guys from after countless interviews with dudes is three strikes. To be locked up in prison for the rest of your life with no hope, dudes are afraid of that on the real. But to be taken out, they're homicidal and suicidal anyway, most of these cats. Mm-hmm. So they're like, yeah, I don't care.
You
no
giving
big
them
thing.
A break.
Yeah, they're getting off easy. Like, let them sit there and rot.
Why they be giving motherfuckers 250 years? Like, what is double life? What does that mean? Like, what is triple life?
You tell me. I still don't know. It's like double secret probation or something, you know?
Man, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, I guess in the afterlife, they got to still go to prison if they're Hindu or something. I don't know.
That's sad. God damn, man. You said 250 years. Let me ask, like, what would a nigga do if you make that shit?
Right?
Like, what if he's I'm 251, I'm getting out tomorrow.
I'm getting out, you know? Get him a job, I mean.
But then somebody set him up, and then they throw six more months on that nigga.
Man, like, cold-blooded, bro.
That's crazy, man.
It is. We live in a mad world.
All right, let me ask you this.
That's why we need guys like you to make us laugh.
Man, I've been trying, man.
Yeah, so don't ever let up, man. I see all these comedians, some comedians on their heels. You know, with this PC stuff, I mean, we're here for the absurd. We don't even want to hear it all.
You sure, man? Because this is the thing. This thing about all that shit, like, the way, like, Hollywood be, like, trying to, like, come down on motherfuckers saying whatever the fuck they want to say
mm-hmm.
and all that shit, it's almost like a don't say that or else, you know, it's like that or else or whatever. It's like, or else what? Y'all gonna take us to jail? Or, like, what? Like, what happened to us? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's disheartening. I think, like, the last people that could get away with saying everything was black comedians. Like, you guys could say everything, and it was great. Mm-hmm. And then they finally got to, Kevin Hart. When I saw that, I was like, oh, boy.
They got the right one, though, because Kevin don't be cussing.
You
know? If Kevin was like Martin, a nigga who was just like, bitch, I don't give a motherfucker. You know, if he was like that, but Kevin's, Kevin's very funny, but he's also kind of like low-key clean cut.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they know that they could like...
control him?
Yeah, low. This is my viewpoint. I could be wrong or whatever, but I'm like, but if you come out just a raw motherfucker and shit like that, mm-hmm. like Chris Rock or some shit like that, they don't really press Rock. They don't really press. Like, they be trying to press Chappelle or whatever and shit like that, but like, they can't get him and shit.
They can't have it.
But because he's like, nah, I came out raw. I'm mm-hmm. already out here or whatever. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
Oof, yeah, but yeah, please.
Like, what the fuck are you going to tell him?
But please, like, we need you guys out there, man. You're the last in line.
Man, we good.
Of people that aren't afraid.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, man. I mean, because I used to say shit like, man, if they cancel you, motherfuckers act like you can't just go on YouTube and say what the fuck you got to say.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, you don't know. That's uh-huh. That could be next, right? I mean,
oh yeah,
you just don't know.
Did Chappelle say something to you recently?
Yeah, he said some cool shit. But man, he's a really nice guy.
I heard.
Like, he's a really nice guy. But wait, I got a couple more questions.
Hit me.
What's up with the canine unit? What's up with them dogs?
Like, I mean, doesn't everyone want to bring their dog to work? I mean, how cool is that? You know.
Where do y'all even keep them motherfuckers?
Man, they sit in a car in air conditions.
No. I'm talking about like when they not go home? On duty.
Oh, those are the guys in the suburbs. They got the big yards and all that, so they keep them in the back separate. And
oh, but they own. I mean, but cops own them.
Yep, they bring them home.
Oh,
and the guys that have the horses, they don't bring them home. But when they retire them, they could keep them.
Those are their horses, or are those issued horses, like issued cops?
They're issued, but then you know, once they retire, I think they could buy them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn! Can you ride one of those? Can you ride one of those horses?
I'm from New York City, bro. I don't mess with horses. I ride the subway. That's it.
Man. What does that mean? Because I've seen cops in New York with on them goddamn horses.
Yeah, those are the guys from Long Island and stuff. Oh. No, I don't like horses. I mean, they're cool to look at, but I'm not a horse guy. Just give me a Crown Vic. I'm cool. Yeah,
that's their partner.
Mm-hmm.
A horse.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy. What can that thing do? Can it turn up if it had to?
Oh, you don't want to get rocked by a horse, man. They use those things in the riots and all that.
Really?
They're nasty, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because they put like masks and shit on the motherfuckers.
Yeah, you get kicked or headbutted by a horse or whatever, or stomped on. Look out.
Them horses can really turn up like that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd be underestimating the fuck out them horses.
Yeah, and when they had the Democratic National Convention in L.A. in 2000... Yeah, those horses were putting in work, bro.
What?
Yeah, when Rage Against the Machine went on and everyone started going buck wild in the streets, they let loose the horses and...
What was the horses
doing? We get out of the way.
What was the horses doing? They just running around kicking motherfuckers and like...
Oh, it's like the Civil War out there. Yeah, these guys are going throwing down battle. All they didn't have was, instead of swords, these guys had nightsticks, you know?
Wow. So it'd be a cop on a fucking horse with a sword and whatever, and the horses be like kicking motherfuckers and running through people?
Especially the guys that are dumb enough to like try to do something to the horse.
Yeah.
The horse snaps. I mean, you're done.
What can a horse really fucking do? I feel like if I had the right thing, I could beat up a horse.
Don't find out.
Because all you got to do is not stand in back of that motherfucker because it could just try to kick you. It don't ever kick forward.
They're fast. They could fuck you up.
Oh, I could run the angle.
You try it.
I see them, man. I be looking at the Kentucky Derby. I seen them, how them motherfuckers be slipping in when they be hitting the curb and shit.
If there's another L.A. riot, I'll call you. I'm like, yo, Jay, we got the horses come out. Come do your thing.
Bring that bum ass Versace vest. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Mr. Like, that's
no, but
crazy.
Yeah, the animals are really good. The dogs especially.
Damn. Okay. You think they use German Shepherds to break up that Michael Vick shit? Or like, if so, and if so, are those German Shepherds strong enough to fuck up those pit bulls that Michael Vick got caught with?
Man, they did Vick raw, man. 3 years on that stuff?
But they weren't even his dog. Nah, but he was hosting that shit at his house.
Right.
You know?
But that's how they do it down there, you know? It goes all to what you brought up in. Like, what's abnormal to one person is normal for another. And I'm not saying, I'm not condoning it. I'm a huge animal rights guy and... I love dogs and cats and all that stuff, but I understand. It doesn't
dog
make it right,
fighting
but
is interesting though. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't. No.
Man, my grandma, man, dude, my man, we was like, it's some cold ass dogs out there, nigga.
Yeah, that's boy. What about the cockfights? You seen those?
Nah, that'd be them Hispanic niggas next door, like doing that bullshit because they know how to train pit bulls and shit.
So they, but they know how to do what the fuck they do with them goddamn chickens.
You ever see the videos with the chickens? They fly in the air and they got the razors attached to them and they cut some dude's throat by mistake.
What? Okay, yeah. I'm sorry for disrespecting y'all cockfighting skills. I didn't know that. Dennis,
yeah,
real?
Go on Rotten.com and check it out. Yeah,
you
I've seen some.
On Rotten.com?
Got it bookmarked, G.
Hey, goddamn.
Yeah, that's those things are nasty, man. I mean, any animal, when it's pissed, look out, you know. Your little house cat, you know, 10,
yeah,
12 pounds, so. Right? You got cats, right?
Hell no, I ain't got no cats.
What?
I got a gang of pussy. Hey! Turn up! Turn up! These niggas ain't gonna never watch this shit again. They're like, I hate that nigga. all right, let me ask you this. You have any, like, what's a thing that motherfuckers out there should know about, you know, force, the cops, the law enforcement, and all this shit that we may think like, man, like we say fuck the police, but you should be like, nah, man, don't fuck the police because.
We say, yeah, fuck the police. We love having sex too. Come on, bring it.
Yeah, I saw that nigga getting that lap dance by that young rookie bitch at the fucking party.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? That
yes,
video and shit?
Yes.
Hey, it's some freaks on the force, huh?
Oh, it's just a snapshot of everything of humanity, of America out there.
I bet.
There's freaks everywhere.
I done seen some badass police bitches, like, like dick than a motherfucker, man. They be scraped that. Hey, do the men cops be ever, like, scrape? It's co-ed, nigga. It's like working at Target.
Right.
It's like, you going to scrape somebody on your job.
Yep, that's who you associate with. That's who you're going to get down with.
Man, nasty bitches, dog. Yeah, nasty cop bitches.
Fun. Dude. They're fun, though. They're fun. Good people, man. Why, you know, it's great rolling with a girl that could get down with you and shoot and fight.
Oh, you
and do seen everything
badass
else.
Bitch before? Like, oh fuck! Like
my girl's a homicide detective, so
really
she could throw down and shoot and
really
loot with the best of them. Yeah,
damn.
So I don't have to worry about, you know, hey, I got, you know, watch out, I got to look out for my lady. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, she got it.
She's got my back.
She Laura Crawford is motherfucking.
Yeah, we've made an off duty arrest before, some guys, some gangbanging, and I had a gun
for
down in Long Beach and. Just stop the car. She knew what to do. I knew what to do. And, you know.
Wow. Is she imposing? Is she like, is she like? Because I'll tell you this, man. Sometimes I see like two female cops. I ain't going to lie.
Tiny.
I see two female cops like rolling around and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I'd be at the like. Yeah.
Yep. Whatever. Same thing with us. There's some tiny guys, but then there's some girls out there. Like I ran an undercover narcotics team. And one of the gals on my team's a black belt in jujitsu. And. I can't even come close to her. I mean, she's just a beast, man. She'll take anyone down and wrap them up like a cobra.
Really?
Yeah. So they're out there. They'll out CrossFit you.
Okay.
They'll out marathon your ass. They'll out shoot. Yeah. Don't sleep.
Okay. I ain't gonna sleep, but I just.
But yeah, there's some guys and some girls out there that are faking it. That shouldn't be out there. But hey,
really?
we take everyone
what
from society.
A motherfucker want to be the police. Like what made you want to be the police?
Man, I mean, you get to have fun with your buddies. You're out there doing a good thing.
You from the hood in New York, though, right?
No, not from the hood. Blue collar neighborhood in Queens, New York.
Okay,
you know,
but
run
New York
DMC
is
land.
New York, so it's gonna be wild, regardless.
Yeah. I lived right next to the neighborhood in Brooklyn that had the highest homicide rate. So, our public school, it was raw. We were feral. Man.
Okay, but and then you also came up in a place where like shit was going on.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So with all that said, like what? I just remember a girl saying that shit in college. Like she was like, "What make a motherfucker want to be the police?" And I was like, "That's a fucking great question because like where we from is like nigga, it's man, fuck the police, man, these niggas they don't." You know what I'm saying? So what make?
Well, there was many reasons. You know, one of them is like I didn't have any siblings, and what I saw from. You know, from other people that I knew that were in the police, it was kind of like a surrogate family.
Yeah.
So it was like a brotherhood, but then you're doing, you know, man's all about tribalism, you know, guys doing outlaw motorcycle gangs, joining the police department, joining a football team. We hunt in packs.
Right,
that's what we do. So
right.
You just got to find your pack that suits your personality. So I wanted to do good in for my city. I saw it going down the tube. So I saw the police department, said that's a good brotherhood to join. And that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So we're just predetermined by certain characteristics and traits and then personality draws us. You know, same. That's why I understand gangs. I worked crash back in the day and I understand gangs. It's like, you know, I have no real family. You're looking for a purpose and you got a crew of guys, let's do it. It just happens to be for a bad purpose.
Right.
But the bare essentials is we got three or four dudes and we're having fun and we're doing something together.
Right.
So when kids, you know, you grew up in Compton, it was this, you know, you have to take that kid and point him in the right direction. Like, I understand where you're going on this, but this is where it's going to lead, and let me put you into something else.
Yeah.
Get you down with the baseball team, football, boxing, or whatever, you know, get you a coach.
Okay.
So we just need a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. Margaret, you got any questions? You got any tickets that you want to clear up?
You got warrants?
No.
We'll get them squashed. That's a good one.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah, there was only one guy. He was what was called a Nazi lowrider. It was a prison gang. It was a guy named Bunker. And there's certain people that when you'd go hands-on or see them in person, that just sends chills down your spine. And you're like, man, if this guy had his chance, he'd be a cannibal. He'd eat me up and take away my soul. You could just feel the evil from someone.
Really?
And it's just like, wow. It was like, I'm glad I have a gun because this guy is pure mayhem. And he was. Really? He was just a career criminal, just wrecking people out there, just with abandon. I mean, just wilding out there. And but the good thing is, as fast as they come in, they go right back out because they can't.
This nigga Bunker on the street right now?
No. He's probably dead now. But I mean, those fiend criminals, they don't last long on the street. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because they live hard and they die fast?
It's just way too fast, and you get caught up in the mix. So that was one dude that stuck with me. It was like, man, this guy is pure evil.
He was the most badass motherfucker you ever met in your life?
Yeah.
You ever shoot somebody?
No, thank God. Oh, okay. Don't want ever
remember
happen.
Carl Winslow shot that one nigga?
Police Academy?
No.
What was that? Michael Winslow.
It was a family. Michael Winslow is the motherfucker. Be like.
Right, that's the guy. Police Academy, yeah.
Nigga, that was a police. A motherfucker that did this. That's crazy. Like, he didn't even use the siren. He would just pull up and be like. Just like, why is this nigga on the force? All right. Do you have any unpopular or controversial opinions? Like me? All right. Here's mine. cops don't get enough credit for taking niggas out the hood.
I hear you.
All right. You got any?
Ooh, I don't know if I could say. I don't want to get canceled,
Hilarious.
Jokingly, what about post-birth abortion? Like, if you don't have your shit together by 30, you're done.
What you mean?
You know, if you're not a productive member of society,
yeah,
you're just drawing from society and committing crimes and doing bad, evil shit.
Yeah.
No, your mama has a choice of, like, get rid of them. Post-birth abortion. Like,
instead
of getting rid of you in the womb, they got the right to
kill
you. Hey, man, yeah, take this pill, you're done.
Oh, nigga, that's interesting.
Right, when Hitler was around and he started doing his thing, and his mama said, you know what, this guy was going off the rails. Here, take this, Adolf, you're done.
That's interesting. I never ever thought about the fact that, like, damn.
Like, what's the difference if it's in the womb or in the street, you know?
Right, because that motherfucker, ultimately, he belongs to you, actually.
Yeah, like, it's your property.
You're actually responsible for that.
Whatever mama says goes.
Yo. That's interesting. So you basically say, does the dad have the same privilege, you think?
No.
Yeah, it's the mama because she
can't do
that, motherfucker.
9 months, you know, dealing with that. Just think, if we had to give birth, we'd be extinct too. We'd go back to the dinosaurs. We're done.
Hell, like, what?
I got to stop drinking. I got to stop smoking and stop doing this for 9 months? Hell no.
Hey, sometimes I feel bad, like, for women, like, sometimes, like, because, like, because, like, okay, so we got the sperm and shit like that. It feels so fucking good releasing that baby. But it feels so fucking bad for that baby to come out of them.
Oof.
And it's like, I be feeling bad. Like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, I tell my girl, she admits it. She's like, it's way easier for you guys than to be a woman.
Yeah.
But we got it easy. We got to piss. We go right on the wall. For a woman to go to the bathroom, we got to drive around and find a clean place. It can't be a gas station. It's got to be something bougie. You know, you can't just go anywhere.
Is it really illegal to just pee anywhere? Like not any. I mean, clearly, like, but like, if I got to go pee in back of a Ross and shit like that, like, why is that illegal?
I don't get it either. You got to be low key with it. I seen a guy, I'll never forget, in Queens on the Belt Parkway. Guy just opened his doors when the 8-ball jackets were rolling. Remember those? Mm-hmm. That was the hot ticket item. He just got out in traffic, just laid out his hog, and just went at it. It was like, right here in front of everyone, man. It's like five in the afternoon. Like, get out and go against the wall, you know?
It's certain places, okay, clearly don't do it in front of a school.
Right.
Clearly don't do it, you know, around, mm-hmm. like, no kids and shit like that, nigga. But if it's in back of a fucking Target or go if it's, like... It. Well, like, I should be able to pee anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
not
saying?
Not on someone's house, but yeah, Target.
And I should be able to take a shit anywhere, too.
It shouldn't put you on the sex offenders list.
Nigga.
I've heard that. That might have happened once out of... I heard that rap, but... yeah, that ain't legit, but...
Hey, Slink, you got any questions?
I'm sure it might have happened.
Nope. All right. Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, cool. Where we at?
Yeah, 51.
All right, cool. I got any more? Hey, I like that fucking parent shit. I didn't think about that shit. Like, yo, if you doing real bad, if your kid out here doing real bad in life, you should be able to kill him.
I'm just joking, but yeah, that's
oh,
my.
Oh, I took that shit fucking serious, nigga. I was like, yeah, your parents should.
If right. What's that?
30's a little late.
Little late? Some dude said 35, but you know, like people don't even move out of the house now until like 28. But yeah, I give him 30. You know, get your shit together.
Hey, what you think about this? I've been saying this shit for forever, right? Okay, so like Rikers Island,
mm-hmm.
that shit should not be a prison name because that shit sound like it's a nice place to be.
It's a resort, right? It's an island.
Yeah, nigga, like
it's a
like
good
Pelican
thing.
Bay sound like these niggas are going to the marina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like prison should have hardcore prison-y names. The Pit, the Ass Slammer. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh.
Yes.
The, you know, like,
the mailbox, cockpit, the ramrod.
Yeah, yeah. Then they go into the cockpit.
The mine shaft, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And then when they bring them to the hole, you know, there's...
You ever seen the hole?
I have.
What the hole
up
look
in San
like?
Quentin.
What the hole look like?
I mean, it's just a...
It's dark. It looks like a chokey from Matilda.
It smells like an asshole, that's for sure.
Really?
Oh, these guys are sick up in there, you know? Coming all over themselves, just throwing food and smearing feces on the wall.
What?
So that's what the whole short for is the asshole, you know? So you walk into like an asshole, super hot, miserable.
Wow. Okay. What prison do trans people go to? Like a male to female, do it go to the female prison or the male prison? That motherfucker got his pussy done.
They got separate wings for that.
What? Like, they got gender neutral prisons?
I yeah, mean, they got gender. Sections, yeah, where they'll put those cats. And I went to visit Chino on something, and it was called Birch. They, you know, they have, like, little names. It's almost like the prison's a city, and then within that, you have different neighborhoods within that city.
What?
Yeah. So they got the sex offenders in one place. You know, they got the guys that, you know, the trans sexuals, all that. Everyone's segregated.
So let me okay. So it'd be chicks with dicks and women with and men with pussies. Like and they be in the same place. Can they fuck each other? Are they allowed? I mean, I guess so. They would be allowed. I'm not trying to beat like that.
Yeah.
I think
it's a violation, but you know, it happens so often. They kind of just it is what it is type of deal.
Do they get pregnant in there and shit like? Like, cause of the, I don't know.
You ain't guys getting other guys pregnant. I don't know.
I gotta bring the trans person on here.
Yeah,
I got a gang of
know.
Questions. We right. lead into a whole new episode.
That's some Chappelle stuff, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Shout out to Chappelle.
Hell
man.
Yeah.
I actually had that nigga on here. Be like, hey, nigga. Like,
yeah, that's shout out, man. He's bringing it all day.
Man. You got any shameless plugs? You got anything coming up? You got any? You got any words for the street? You got any?
Yes. Shameless plug. I have a podcast called the Armbar Podcast, and we discuss martial arts, military stuff, and police stuff on a fun, lighthearted tip, stuff about resilience and what have you. So check that out. Hit me up on Instagram if you got police-related questions or whatever you just want to chop it up. At Knocko, KNOCKO. And parting words is just like how I came in, don't let the outside forces divide us. We're all on one team. We all bleed same red. Everyone's the same. And yeah, if we're united, they can never divide us. So don't fall into that trap. We're all one. Let's bring it together and keep the faith.
I like that, man. I like that, man. That's a beautiful thing to say, man. But not every person like think like you. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool, man. I like that, man. That's fucking beautiful, man. I got one more question. I'm gonna get you the fuck up out of here. If you could have caught any criminal in history, like you was responsible for catching this motherfucker and bringing him in, who would that have been?
I think Whitey Bulger.
Oh, yeah. That white motherfucker with that big ass head?
Yeah.
Didn't Johnny Depp play him?
Boston Mafia guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he got rolled up in Santa Monica. I was like, I know I must have, you know, driven past that guy or the same bar or something.
He used to, like, switch up his looks and shit, right? Or what?
Nah. He had a beard and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Ball cap and stuff.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. Roll up a mafioso guy that was a rat. And just did bad shit in the neighborhood and dealing drugs. And
y'all get extra money for catching motherfuckers like that? Like, oh.
I wish.
Oh, no, it's just like a regular criminal.
Those are mercenaries. Those are bail bondsmen, dog to bounty hunter stuff. No. The stuff, most of the guys don't get in for money. I mean, your monetary value is it's what goes in your heart, knowing that you did the right thing. And that's no amount of money you can put that in there.
I'm catching Whitey Bulger, nigga. Y'all niggas here,
He had, I think he had like $1 million in a wall, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That was his bug out money, him. So if they wanted to, they would have been $1 million richer. But
if you saw a criminal on a wanted poster and stuff like that, like if you was like, oh, fuck, that's so-and-so, whatever, and he turned around and he was right there, would you be like, and try to grab him right there? Or would you be at the like, it's a setup, like this bullshit, like no.
Usually, I'm bad with wanted posters. I run a fugitive warrant squad. Yeah. That's what we do. So that's all we have is wanted posters, and so I'm bad at that. It's not my thing. Of like, you know, our guys are like from two blocks away. Hey, I think that's so and so. You know, that's like a specific skill.
Oh,
that's not one of my superpowers. So that's why I supervise those dudes. I'm like, you got that's him. Let's go roll him up, and I come up with a plan. That's my gig.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, if someone was there, we have to get down. If they're a bad guy, a pedophile or something, you know.
Yeah.
You can't let that roll.
You ever turn on your siren just to get through somewhere?
Of course.
let me get to the front.
Usually it's good because you got to take a shit or something, man.
Oh, yeah. Or that is the thing that y'all do.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We're just like everyone else. You got, you know.
Oh, okay, cool. Y'all
you got to have fun, you know.
I'll be cheating.
We'll race 2 in the morning. We might have drag raced each other in the streets, you know.
Damn.
Playing cops and robbers. That's all it is.
Yo, man, them fucking them cars that y'all be having, like they be like, y'all could be in pursuit of the fastest car ever and shit. And y'all, I mean, it could be them Crown Victorias and shit like that. But y'all catch them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like that car, like that Crown Victoria, it on paper, it's not faster than this fucking Porsche, but how are y'all catching them motherfuckers?
That's it. That's state secrets right there, my man.
Oh, all right. This interview's over. Ladies and gentlemen, Detective Nocco, man, thank you for giving me your time, bro.
My man.
He said that's where it ends, bro.
Oh,
TMI. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Oh,
I'm
thank
Jamar
you,
Malachi Neighbors. This has been Jamar's Neighborhood. Peace.